You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Locked On Cavaliers. As always, I'm your host, Chris Manning, from Fear the Sword and Hardwood Paroxysm. Today, just going to run through a couple news and notes about the Cavs over the past couple days, going to break down a couple things and just kind of give you the lowdown on what's going on as we head into the weekend. As a note, this podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek, so make sure you download the SeatGeek app and use it to get any tickets to a game or a concert that you want to go to. It's the best way to do it. And again, I just want to apologize for being absent the past few days. I was in Canada for a work trip, got a little bit sick before I went to the trip, so I didn't get a show up for Wednesday, so I apologize for that. Just been a rough week, but that's an excuse. Back today, we'll be back to 5 days next week, and we'll get right into this. So, first things first, the Cavs did play a preseason game. They beat the Orlando Magic, beat a team that is maybe going to be the eighth or so seed in the playoffs, didn't have Kyrie Irving. That's not really the big deal there, but the win itself does not really matter that much. Here's what matters. They really, really, really just had some things that worked. Jordan McRae had 20 points and looked just great. He had a very great, awesome dunk on Bismack Biyombo, Orlando's new center, and just really, really looked like a guy the Cavs might be able to use on the bench. He's a guy that looked explosive. He looked aware of what he can do. He looks bigger and stronger than last year. Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com did write a story about that, if you go check that out over there. And he looks like a guy the Cavs are really going to do well against. He just looked like a guy who I think maybe looks like he deserves a chance to play some. He's barely played in his NBA career. He's been around for a little bit, but this looks like a guy that the Cavs have developed into a guy who maybe can play a little bit, and that's a very good sign to take away from a preseason game. It's not, the highest level of competition. It's not the most meaningful thing, but it matters in the sense that it's pretty cool to see the Cavs develop a guy like that. And if they can turn it into something, not just now, but for 82 games or a couple of years, that has a lot of value, especially while J.R. Smith is still not with the team. And a guy like McRae lessened that burden. You know, we've had some people say, is this going to maybe mean they're not going to go after Smith anymore, that they'll replace him with McRae? I don't think that's likely at all. That would be kind of crazy, but McRae's been great. Look for him to keep getting a lot of minutes in the preseason and to maybe solidify a spot in the rotation. So check out for that. Second of all, Kay Felder played very well. He, looked like a competent backup point guard. He looked like a guy who knew how to handle himself, and that, it's his first real game in not necessarily the biggest level of competition, but he was good. Tyronn Lue said he definitely can play. He played 23 minutes, scored 14 points on 7-11 shooting, drove nifty to the hoop, was dealing with contact well, added 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, went on a 6-0 run, all in layups in the second quarter, including one after he picked off a Mario Hezonja pass. And he just looked like a good player. He had a nice leap where he did use that 44-inch vertical to his advantage. And he's really, really making a little bit of a name for himself a little bit. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing for the Cavs, and that's a positive. Here's a couple quotes from after the game. So Kay Felder said, quote, "I'm kind of used to having the ball in my hands a lot at Oakland. I'm used to going out there on a run by myself, but I couldn't have done it without those guys setting screens and shooters spreading the floor for me to get those open lanes." And maybe that's a look at what he's going to do with this team, that he was going to fill those little spots and maybe be a little bit of an instant spark plug off the bench, a la Isaiah Thomas, who plays for the Celtics and whatever. But then, you know, Lou had this to say as well: to throw a rookie into the fire of a championship team and all the scrutiny that surrounds this team and the pressure of winning, I just don't want to do that to him, Lou said. But he's a great player, and we know that, so we're going to bring him along slowly, and I think he'll be fine. So I think that's pretty indicative of how they're going to treat Kay Felder. They're going to take him along slowly. They're going to make sure he is ready for this and ready to play, and then in time you will get him taking on more of a role if it calls for it, if he has earned it. And that's pretty fair. Those were the two guys that really stood out to me. LeBron was obviously fine. He had a nice time dancing, if you saw that Vine. Love had a really nice touchdown pass to him, which looked really great. But not a whole lot else. It's preseason. Guys are resting. And that is just going to be the par for the course. They play again on Sunday against the 76ers, so you'll have to check that out. We'll recap that on Monday's show. But we'll see how that exactly plays out, what they actually do, and who actually plays. So we're going to take a quick break here from SeatGeek, and we'll be back with another part of the podcast.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey everyone, we love SeatGeek on Locked On Cavs, and here's why. They are today's sponsor for the show, and they are the best way to buy and sell tickets right on your phone. If you want to go to a concert or a game, SeatGeek is the best way to do it. All you have to do is download the free app from the App Store, whether you're on an iPhone, whether you're on an Android, or any smartphone, and then use the app to save yourself money. Now, SeatGeek is going to rate every seat option for you. If it's a green dot on the map, it's a good deal. If it's orange, it's not the best deal. And you can also see exactly what the view from your seat is going to look like without ever leaving the app. You can compare any fees, who it's coming from, if it's electronic delivery, whatever you want to know about the ticket, SeatGeek is going to tell you, and you're going to know exactly what kind of deal you're getting, unlike what the other options do for you. And today, my listeners can save $20 off their first purchase on SeatGeek using the code LOCAVS and entering it in under the settings tab. So again, that's LOCAVS to save $20 off your first purchase using SeatGeek. And again, SeatGeek is the best way to buy and sell tickets right off your phone. I just used SeatGeek to see Kanye West, got great tickets, had a great view of Yeezy, had a great time, and would totally do it again. I'm probably going to get you SeatGeek to get Indians playoff tickets the next couple weeks. So again, LOCAVS, LOCAVS, save $20 off your first purchase, and you will not regret using SeatGeek. And we're back, and so thanks again to SeatGeek for sponsoring today's episode of Locked On Cavaliers. Just going to run through a couple more things before we head out for the weekend. First off, Tristan Thompson, the news came out on Friday morning. Good thing I waited to record this. Is he's going to miss the next two preseason games with a sore foot. Now, according to Chris Haynes of ESPN, it's just a precautionary measure. But a 6'9 player who weighs 250 pounds or whatever, is having a sore foot is not a great thing. Big guys, when they get sore foot, it can typically mean a bigger issue. It can mean something else is wrong. And the Cavs really cannot afford to lose Tristan Thompson for any extended period of time if they want to be the team they can be, not just now, but over the next couple years. If he starts having foot problems, that's the doomsday scenario for what this team is building. Thompson is an essential piece. He's a great player, a great fit in the locker room, and they need him to really be everything that he can be for them to get even better. So you hope that this is nothing. You hope that this is really just a blip in Thompson's season. I'm sure we'll learn more when the team is available again next, but not a whole lot going on with that. Otherwise, we just know that something is off with his feet, his left foot in particular, and we're going to have to learn a bit more. And when they're available again, we'll get some more answers, I'm sure. But don't freak out just yet. I know that I laid out the doomsday scenario, but this really just might be a precautionary thing, and it might just be a preseason thing, because really the Cavs don't have very many guys that need to play in the preseason. Now, they don't they do not really care about the preseason. They care about McRae and Feather and other guys, maybe DeAndre Liggins or Markel Brown getting reps, but LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, Richard Jefferson, Mike Dunleavy, they do not need the preseason one bit. They need the regular season, they need the playoffs, and that is what matters to them. This next couple weeks of Cavs basketball, where they are just getting ready for the regular season, it's not that important. It's just, for this team, it's not. It's not like a team like the Bulls that maybe needs to figure some stuff out. Or a young team that, like the Lakers, that needs to get some of their guys' reps and get used to Luke Walton's coaching style. So, to me, it's not the end of the world at all if these guys don't play. I don't even really care how much Tristan Thompson plays. The concern, again, is just if it actually is going to mean a bigger injury for him, and if it's indicative of something larger or a sign of things to come with his feet. So just, well, take a look at that. Take a look and see if there is something actually wrong once he and the team have commented on it on the record. But just stay tuned for that. That's really been the big thing over the past couple days. There have been a few other things. Kyrie obviously didn't play, and Dwayne Wade said LeBron can't surpass MJ's legacy, which we're working on a guest to talk about that a little bit in the next couple of weeks, which I'm pretty excited about. But that's all that's going on right now. So before we go, I'm going to just give you guys a few plugs and give you an idea of what is to come on this podcast. Again, I'm sorry for this not being daily this week. Just had a couple things I couldn't avoid, couldn't record on the road, at least for it this week. But here's what's going to come. This is going to be the hope for my format over the next couple weeks. Mondays, that'll be our mailbag show. As always, submit questions to LockedOnCavs at gmail.com or to LockedOnCavs on Twitter or to me at CWMWrites. Also, we are going to be doing a new segment on Fridays. I have a lot of friends and just a lot of people I interact with on Twitter that are Cavs fans. We're going to have Fan Friday. Fan Friday is going to be where I don't talk to a coworker at Fear the Sword. I don't talk to someone who writes about the NBA for a living. They may be a writer, but I'm going to go talk to someone who is a Cavs fan. I'm going to pick their brain on how they, the fan, are really feeling about the team, how they're feeling about different things going on in the NBA. And they're not just going to be your average fan. They're going to be people that I think are going to think about things at the highest level. They're going to think about things in a different way, and can just offer smart takes on the Cavs, even if they're not a guy covering them all the time. I want to get you, the fan, your pulse on this show, and I want to just get your takes on stuff. This way to do it. If you ever have anyone that you think would be a great guest on the show, drop me an email, lockedoncavs@gmail.com, and if maybe we can make that work. But I got a couple guests lined up. Chops, who's been on the show before, is one of them, and I'm excited about having these people on to talk about some more Cavs stuff with some people that are a little bit going to be a little more emotional than I may be about this team. Monday through to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows, we'll have some analysis, we'll have some game recaps, just some general takes on the game, whether it's me or me with a guest, and maybe more solo pods during those times because it's going to be hard to always record at 11 o'clock with a guest from Fear the Sword or a guest from whatever site. But I'm going to try to get guests. I love having guests on the show. It helps me talk through some different stuff, but that's kind of what you're going to look at. So Mondays, Mailbag Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, analysis, some discussion about whatever's going on with the league or in the NBA. And then Fridays, we will have Fan Friday, where I'll pick the brain of a Cavs fan for about 20 minutes or so. Going to still try to get some interviews with players spliced in here, some interviews with some bigger media people like we did with Dave Zirin this past week. Got a couple of those in the works I'm excited about. So stay tuned. So this has been Chris Manning. This has been Locked On Cavs. Again, brought to you by SeatGeek. And we'll talk to you guys again on Monday. Have a great weekend.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99. and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.